Welcome to episode 140 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of. I don't even know why we even introduce ourselves anymore. If they don't know who we are by now.
Well, I mean, random people aren't going to click on episode one.
They're going to,
whenever it's uploaded for, like, Resort of Vampire or this or that, they're going to click on the one that they want to listen to.
I know, I'm just f***ing around.
So, I have a question. When you, because I've never listened to an episode, at least not the beginning, I'll probably skip through it a bit, rarely, but when you're recording or editing, when you say hello in the beginning, is the microphone peaking? Because it sounds like it is when you're saying it.
Well,
it just, like, hit me.
It peaks, but I also level out all the audio, so it's all the same thing. Okay. So all peaks go down, and all low goes to the same thing.
Okay.
I know how to edit.
It sounds like it peaks, is all I'm saying. Alright, guys. Last episode we spawned for Category R. Got Rosario plus Vampire.
This is a perfect anime for our milestone 140th episode. You know?
Yeah, that's a milestone. Right? It's a Japanese manga series written and illustrated by Akihisa Ikeda. Resolves around blah blah blah. Came out in 2004 in the Shonen manga and continued in 2007. The second season was serialized in 2007 until 2014, and the first anime came out in 2008. The second anime came out in 2011. But I don't remember there being a second anime much, so maybe it's not filmed yet.
No, it's on there.
Is it? I didn't even see it.
Yeah, there's 12 episode seasons. Something like that. This is the greatest anime ever.
It's what a lot of people... So, like, before, we said this once or twice of, like, big anime battles and action. And, like, it's like that's some people's view of anime when they just hear the word anime. And they're like, oh, forget that. This is another version of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the pervy, nonsensical, nothing really matters. It's just a stupid show for children. But it's really not because of the sexual innuendos.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not for children.
So, but, like, that's some people's... what they think of in their mind when you say anime.
This encapsulates
all of that.
This is the anime that gives anime a bad name.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah.
Because this anime was god-awful.
There's nothing good about it. There's nothing redeeming about it.
But you know, what's funny, though, you said off-screen last week that you got recommended this show by a lot of people.
Yeah, so before, I never watched it, but like years ago, back when it was like still fairly relevant, as in like it was only a couple years old, a bunch of people would like tell me to watch it. It's good. And like I would look at the box art and I'm like, nah, that doesn't look something I want to watch. And goddamn, I was right reading that book by its cover.
It's just, there's different types of people who watch anime. Yeah.
Well, I mean, any form of media. Like,
right.
Some people like nonfiction, some people like fiction, some people like romance. You know, like some genres you won't like, and this isn't something I like.
But what I mean is that people that only consume anime.
Yeah.
Seem to like these anime.
Yeah.
And
they don't see any flaws in storytelling or, like, they just, maybe they're also not watching it, like, sitting down and, like, watching it like a movie where you're paying attention the whole time. Maybe it's just kind of on and they look over and they see some titties being grabbed and like, oh, that's good.
I don't know, but those type of people, like, know the names of the characters and that's stuff true. Like that. So, I don't know.
I remember the main character's name, Sukune.
Okay, because I don't.
I don't know anyone else.
Wait, what was the vampire's name?
Maybe Rosario? Probably not.
I think Rosario was supposed to be the necklace around it. It's really, really bad. So, this anime, like, maybe come to a conclusion. I take automatic points off for mechs and big monster animes. I'm doing it for harems now, too. Can't do it anymore.
I don't think I've seen a single good harem.
Yeah, no, they're terrible.
Maybe some that are bearable. Maybe there's some out there that are bearable. I don't think there's a good one.
And what's the tag for, you know, excessive panty shots and stuff like that? Isn't there?
I mean, I guess Ichi or something
Ichi,
like that.
Ichi, that's it. Yeah.
Well, I don't think that was on this one, but it should have been. No.
But that one's also getting automatic point off now on because I'm done. These are terrible shows. The harem stuff gets in a way of
you only get 1 point to take off, so it's either for any category. So it's either mechs. Or it's the Haramichi. You gotta pick. Mechs have to go up a point now.
It's my rating. I can do what I want.
Alright, I guess premise. We've been here for a few minutes now.
Because we don't want to actually talk about it. It's bad.
There's a world where there's humans and monsters, and by monsters I mean physical monsters and anything supernatural.
Practically every monster you can think of.
And they're somewhat separate. They don't really know about it. Or the humans don't really know about them. Except for, like, instances in the past, apparently. But the monsters know about the humans and they stay away from them. And they have a high school for monsters. And our main character is a human who can't get into high school, apparently. Or a private high school, we say. So I guess a public high school is too, you know.
I guess.
His nose is too turned up for that.
I guess. I don't know.
He can't go to a public
high
school. I
don't question anything because I do not know how the Japanese culture works over
there. I mean,
I
know they have public high schools. I mean, I don't know why he doesn't just go to one of them.
But you also told me that they don't all go to high school.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, some will just go to work after middle school. I mean, I don't know enough about it to, like, say concrete stuff, but I know that.
But, like, I don't, that's why I was
maybe there's a stigma with public high schools. I don't know. But he couldn't get into a private high school because it's testing. He's not very smart. And so his dad stumbles upon a monster and gets a flyer or something. I don't know.
Stumbles upon a nun who drops a flyer.
Nun. So I guess nuns know about human nuns.
Or maybe it was a monster disguised as a nun, but sure. It was definitely a nun, though.
And she has some sort of flyer or whatever, and it's a high school. That takes everybody, apparently.
Yeah, but that's a public high school, apparently.
That sounds like a public high school.
Yes. So, it's kind of a public maybe high school. Maybe that's the thing. Public high school full of monsters.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And he goes to school there, and he finds out real quick that no humans are allowed, and he's the only human, but no one knows him.
On the penalty of death.
Apparently. From students.
Yeah.
From a student council committee.
The structure in this doesn't. The school structure.
I don't think you're supposed to.
I know, but it's ridiculous of what the. I mean, I know they're monsters, but no teachers ever step in at any time. People are getting molested left and right, and no one does anything.
Well, half of them like it.
There was literally one of the teachers molested one of the girls, and they were going to expel her because they thought she beat up the teacher, and they realized he was molested. But then he's back in the next episode, and no consequences happen.
So current adults in the workplace molesting children. Culture that we have in the world, yeah, that sounds all right. For the most part, anyway. Which is pretty f***ed up.
Yeah, but what do you mean in the workplace?
Well, in any workplace, not just teachers, but like, you know, religion. It seems like a lot of the stuff gets swept under the rug. Not always,
talking about
the overwhelming majority of the time these people get arrested. Okay. But a lot of the times you see in the news that things get swept under the rug.
Horseshit. Whatever.
I gotta talk about something.
You didn't even tell them what the premise was.
We did do the premise. I actually did the whole premise. Well, almost the whole premise.
You did the world premise. You didn't tell what the show's about.
I did half of what the show's about. He's going to the high school there as a human. And he bumps into a vampire. And they sort of form a friendship that's, you know.
Is that
clearly,
what that is? That's not
well, in the beginning, it's with a little bit of friendship. And then it's very quickly, let me suck your blood. And he's like, yeah, you can suck something else. And he doesn't actually say any of that, but it's what he wants.
But apparently not, because he never goes through with any. There's a literal succubus willing to do anything he wants.
I think that's
wants.
Because if he, for the structure of a harem, if he ever picks one, then it's not really a harem anymore.
Yeah, I know. That's why harems are terrible and they don't belong in any kind of medium.
And that's not the only reason, but yes. So they're friends. They clearly both want more. It'll never happen because it's a harem. And along the course of the 13 episodes, 13, not 12. Christ. And along those 13 episodes, he picks up a bunch of other girls that he essentially has Goku syndrome, where these girls don't like him at first, and then they become friends, but they all want to suck him off. So, sorry, it's an R-rated anime. It's going to be an R-rated podcast. One of them is prepubescent, too, which is f***ed up.
Oh, God.
And it's explicitly said that she's prepubescent. Apparently, I can't say that with those words.
Yeah.
But, one, why she's at the high school. Two, the f***.
Well, she's there at the high school because she's above intelligence.
And they don't sexualize her that much, but they still do it, which is f***ed up.
They sexualize her in the way they sexualize all these loli characters. They put them in like full bathing suits and stuff like that.
But they also take it a big step further in this, where they sexualize her by having her sexualize other characters.
Right.
Which is really f***ed up, because she sexualizes other characters, like, to the nine, but they very rarely, and if they do it, very mildly to her, comparatively.
It's really gross, though, one episode with the fan club of the three girls, and one of the guys in love with her, and then they show the three guys, like, dry-humping cutouts of the girls.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It's really bad. And, oh, by the way, that's the comedy portion of this show, which is
mostly perverted.
Yeah, it's stupid and self-referential, and it's disgusting.
It's disgusting, but it's just not funny.
And that's the biggest curse.
And that's
it's
the thing
funny.
Is like the person who would find this funny is my 10-year-old son. He would find this hilarious, but it's not appropriate for him at all.
No, it's terrible. It's the whole show is terrible. There's like two things in it that I even like.
I don't even know if I can name two things.
Well, there's. One was, ironically enough, and the obligatory beach episode where they all get into the freaking bikinis.
At least it wasn't a hot springs episode.
Well, it's true.
Beach is a little more rare. Just a little bit.
At the end of that episode, we're in that giant fight with the witch girl and the plant monsters and mm-hmm. stuff. When the show turned into an actual anime for a minute. And it ended on a decent cliffhanger and then immediately broke it in the next episode. So I had 5 minutes of good anime in it.
Hmm. I guess the last episode had a little bit of that too, right?
Yeah, just
fighting the fox demon. The four-tailed fiery fox demon.
Yeah, the Naruto stand-in.
That was such a rip-off of Naruto.
They ripped off so many things in this. But the other thing I did like is when they're in the monster world, I did like the Halloween-y aesthetic to everything.
It felt like a Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas type thing.
Yeah, but it also reminded me, you probably don't know what I'll talk about, there was a Nintendo game called Monster Party.
No.
But yeah,
I might have played it, actually, which is funny, yeah. But I don't remember.
But it felt very much like that, and I really did like the aesthetic.
Some of the music was okay.
Yeah.
At weird times, but some of the music was okay. I think that's the one good thing I can say. Like, it was different than any other anime I think we've watched.
Because it fit with the spooky...
Yes.
Spookiness.
It felt like a Halloween-y type music, but it fit.
They've got the feeling of the world they want it down.
It's everything else.
It's everything else they tried to build that was terrible. I mean, even the lore behind the monsters and stuff wouldn't have been so terrible if everything wasn't characterized perverted or mm-hmm. disgusting.
Or I'm gonna eat human, I'm gonna kill human bad.
Yeah, but like the conceptual stage of it could have been, there's some potential in what it could have been.
Mm, I have a question, sorry.
If it didn't turn into a freaking harem.
Yeah, so it's a terrible show, don't watch it. But in the last episode, did he become a vampire?
No.
Are you sure? Because he had red eyes.
Yes, I thought so too. But it was only her transferring her power just a little bit because afterwards...
How the f*** you turn someone into a vampire then? Apparently she could be out in the daylight. You know what I mean? Like, maybe. She sucked his blood. She sucks his blood out all the time. That doesn't turn him, which in some forms, that's enough to turn you. She gave him blood, and that's not enough to turn him, which in many forms of vampirism, that's how it works.
You say she gave him blood, but if you notice,
She
bit him.
Yes, but she said she was giving him blood, so I'm assuming she has a reverse pumping mechanism in her fucking teeth.
She was giving him his energy.
That's not what she said. She said blood multiple times. They didn't
show it, and this show would definitely show it.
Well, they showed blood, but only when, like, he had his nosebleeds. When she would feed on him, they never showed blood. I think that would make it weirdly sexual.
That's because they wanted to do that stupid moan and kiss thing at the end every time they did that, because they thought that was funny. Moan
some blood on your lips, the girl.
But no, I don't think he was a vampire, because one, he became weak again.
It would have made better sense conceptually in the story if they did that.
Yeah, but...
Because there's a whole arc of, like, we know you're human, and they're all trying to kill him and everything. Right. And, like, now he wouldn't be human anymore, and everything would be fine.
I agree with you, but, one, there's a second season, so they gotta continue all this bullshit again.
Well, that'd be really funny if the second season starts with a vampire.
And two, when all the students come up on the thing and they're looking down at the fox demon. Oh, by the way, the fox demon, they all find out he's human and they're going to kill him because he's human.
I stopped watching. Is that what happened?
Yeah. That's why he was
I literally stopped paying attention.
He was tied to a cross and stuff.
I remember that.
Yeah, they were trying to kill him, but then the girls came and saved him because harem. And then the fox demon fight happened. But then the vampire girl beat him. Beat the fox demon, but...
I thought you said the fox demon was human.
No.
I thought you meant, like, at the very end that happened, and I'm like, oh, I didn't see that at all.
No. The vampire girl beat the fox demon, and everyone's like, oh, what happened? And then the teacher turns to him and says, oh, you beat the fox demon. Telling her, oh, yeah, you did it, right? You're not human, right?
It's the king thing in
One Punch Man.
One Punch Man, where, you know, everyone... But, King defeats all these enemies, but he never actually did it. Everyone else did it.
But that's a good show with good commentary, and it makes sense there. Here, it's just like, the moral is, lie to everybody about who you are and just to get what you want.
And even though you have access to the humor world after, like, I don't know, like 8 episodes or something, he chose to stay going there. And it wasn't even like a thing where there was a thing where they said, you can go back to the humor world, like the bus is here. But it wasn't a thing where he was like, oh, no, I'm going to stay here. He didn't, like, make that decision. It just continued. No.
I mean, the first few episodes, he was trapped there, which makes sense. But when they gave him access to the real world...
It at least should have been a decision that he made on screen saying, no, I want to stay. But that wasn't a thing.
But by that time, he already had a harem of beautiful girls around him. Why would he want to leave?
Why would you?
So, It's so bad. It's probably the worst example of what a harem is, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if there's a good example of it, but yeah, it's a bad example.
But, like, if you think of harems, like, what comes to mind? What's the first anime that comes to your mind that's not this?
I don't even know.
Tenchi Muyo, right?
Oh, yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, Tenchi.
That one is, like...
I don't know if that's good,
I didn't say it was good.
I remember watching a few
episodes as a kid. But it's memorable.
Yeah.
Because it stuck with
me. Lightsaber.
Yeah. But, you know...
And nudity.
Yeah. Like I said, but it stuck with you. This one is so forgettable. And so, if you want what this show is offering, go watch Huntai.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Why restrict yourself? Just
yeah.
It's not for children, it's for adults, this anime. So, like, why hold yourself back? Just go watch the porn.
The other tags make no sense. The harem is...
It's not really romance.
No, there's no romance in it. There's no real good story in it. The comedy's horrendous.
I guess this is technically slice of life.
No.
It's more episodic than that.
Yeah, and it's...
But it is their daily life in high school.
But it is more of a fight in kind of monsters every episode.
It's true.
Because even though the fights only last, what, 80 seconds or something, the stupid back keeps telling us. Mm-hmm. But there's always a fight scene and stuff like that. So if anything, it's more of a shonen than anything else.
Well, they're not getting stronger or anything, so I guess it's not really a shonen either.
Or an action.
Action fights, for sure.
Whatever. I'm done talking about this shitty anime.
Alright, I'm giving it like a 3. Maybe less.
I think I'm at a 2.
2? Well, you get a point less, right? So yeah. 2. Yeah, I think it's a 2 or a 3. It's terrible. Yeah. No, we're not comparing it.
No, it's not.
What are they?
Rurouni Kenshin. Mm-hmm. Release the Spice.
They were real good.
That was the one where the girls...
Whenever I released Spice, like, I don't remember if it was good.
They were like Power Ranger girls
taking... I can't remember if I liked it or not.
Those Power Ranger girls taking drugs and stuff.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Taking one. The drugs from Dune.
Restaurant from Another World. Which was really, really good.
What's last, this or that?
Yeah, that one's gonna be hard. And there is... Rifle is Beautiful. Which is...
Rurouni Kenshin.
Easily wins.
Release the Spice.
Yeah, easily.
What was the last one?
Rifle is Beautiful.
Rifle is Beautiful.
Yeah, unfortunately.
This, then Restaurant. Because I'm never watching Restaurant. No. You couldn't force me.
No, Restaurant was...
I barely watched it the first time.
Restaurant was... I don't know how Restaurant could be that was worse than this. But
isn't there a second season now?
Yeah.
How?
Oh, it's so bad.
Alright.
That's been for S.
There's a lot of S, and a lot of second seasons for S. Like, an insane
amount. We took a lot out, and there's still a lot in there.
Super Milk-chan, this is gonna be god-awful. I think I know what this is.
I heard the name before.
Yeah, so have I. Scroll.
Above Super Yo-Yo.
This is a
four episodes.
Four episodes.
Doable. Okay.
It looks, the cover art makes me think it's a TV show for like preschoolers.
Well, read the thing, we'll find out.
But that right there doesn't. Skull with the potion thing.
Action, comedy, parody, sci-fi.
Milk-chan is a girl who lives in a house stuck on the side of a building with her two sidekicks. Tetsuko, a paranoid robot, that looks like a bottle, and Hanage, a green blob with a mustache.
He wasn't explaining it, that's what the description says. He's not explaining what's on the art.
Yeah, that's physically what's written out. Milk is poor and she can't pay her rent, especially after her attempt to extort a local aunt family fails. However, she is saved because the president himself offers her a job, some sort of secret mission. Milk-chan aunt, I feel like we're reading throughout the entire show's, like, story. Milk-chan answers the phone to receive missions from the president by saying something like, "Hello, Bank of Hokkaido. Just kidding." After getting her mission, Milk-chan and her sidekicks take off aboard the Milk 6 helicopter, Milk 6, to go on her mission. Didn't I tell you this is a spoof of a 1970s spy thrillers or some sort of Bond movies?
Okay, so... What's odd about this description, it feels like it's a description of that, like, the people who wrote the anime would do.
Yes.
Rather than the person who uploaded it.
Sorry, I clicked on it while you're watching. I just want to see how long it was. First is 20 minutes, so it's not terrible.
Yeah, so it's going to be a nice short week.
Yes! But also, damn it, this looks terrible. There's a lot of good S's in there.
It can't be worse than last week.
Yeah, no, not four episodes.
No, I mean, I don't even think quality-wise it could be worse than last week. So, we'll see. It sounds like it's a comedy, but it doesn't have that death comedy tag, but it does have the parody tag.
It looks and sounds like
a comedy. Oh, it does sound like a comedy. Yeah, okay.
Parody sci-fi action. I don't think it's going to be funny. I think they're going to try to be funny.
Well, they always try and fail to be funny.
All right, guys. Next episode, Super Milk Chan.
Bye. Okay.